Okay, next patient we're going to do together is going to be Diane Oswald. That's D-I-A-N-E-O-S-W-A-L-D. Date of birth is, let's see, what's date of birth? She's 75-year-old woman, originally from Ohio, has lived in California most of her life. She's a school teacher. She's been divorced 2 times, one after 2 years of marriage, one after 35 years of marriage, period. And paragraph, she's currently in hospice with Alzheimer's, dementia, Parkinsonism, primary progressive aesthesia, followed by a neurologist, period. Recently had a pacemaker placed. She's lost weight. She has a high risk of aspiration. Her daughter actually is an occupational therapist, Monique, M-I-N-I-Q-U-E, who has adjusted her medication and adjusted her diet and adjusted her medication to keep the aspiration risk at minimal, period. Amelia, A-M-E-L-I-A, he's a primary caregiver who stays with her. She has 3 caregivers and requires 24/7 care. She sits in a chair, then taken to a bed. She's a bowel and bladder incontinent, total care as far as ADL is concerned, period. She's never been a heavy smoker or drinker, period. She's developed contractures of the upper and lower extremity to the point that she's no longer able to move her hands, period. Her daughter states that they've taken off all medications. Her vital signs stay stable, but she continues to lose weight, continues to eat little, continues to have episodes of aspiration, and is at a high risk of aspiration, period. Her O2 sat's only 93% with a pulse of 104. Given the natural progression of her dementia associated with above findings, patient most likely has less than 6 months to live. Thank you.